This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed the need to develop an intelligence coordination strategy with friendly nations to detect anti-India outfits and networks. Delivering the 37th Intelligence Bureau Centenary Endowment Lecture in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said out-of-the-box thinking is required to find solutions in the face of challenges such as attacks on critical infrastructure, cyber attacks, information warfare, and radicalization of youth. Praising the Intelligence Bureau, the Home Minister said due to the working methodology, vigilance, alertness, and the tradition of sacrifice and dedication of the IB, the country is safe today. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the security agencies have established dominance over various threats to the nation by fighting a decisive battle over the last 5 years. In the coming days, he said intelligence and law enforcement agencies must increase use of AI and machine learning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the demise of renowned filmmaker Shyam Benegal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi praised the filmmaker's storytelling, saying that it had a profound impact on Indian cinema. He also said that Mr. Benegal's works will continue to be admired by people from different walks of life. The Ministry of Defence has said that Swarnim Bharat Virasat aur Vikas will be the theme of tableaus for Republic Day 2025. It added that 15 states and union territories have been selected to showcase their tableaus on the Kartavya Path during the parade. These states include Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chandigarh, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Daman and Diu, Goa, Gujarat, Haryana, Jharkhand and Karnataka, among others. In addition, 11 ministries and departments of the Union Government have also been selected for Republic Day 2025. National Consumer Day is being celebrated today. This year the theme is virtual hearings and digital access to consumer justice. On the occasion of the National Consumer Day, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi will launch various initiatives in New Delhi today. It includes the Jago Grahak Jago app, the Jagriti app and the Jagriti dashboard, which are aimed at identifying dark patterns on e-commerce platforms and empowering the consumers. He will also launch the eMAP portal to streamline licensing, verification and registration processes for businesses. The Consumer Affairs Department will also launch its revamped National Consumer Helpline Portal, incorporating advanced features. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 6-day visit to the United States beginning today. During the visit, he'll meet his counterpart to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. The Ministry of External Affairs has received a note verbale from the Bangladesh High Commission in connection with an extradition request. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, at this time, they have no comment to offer on the matter. The interim government in Bangladesh had sent a diplomatic note to India to send back former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Since her ouster as the Bangladesh Premier in August, Hasina has been living in India in exile. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. According to the IMD, light to moderate rainfall is expected over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Karaikal, Puducherry and Odisha for the next 2 days. The Met Department further added that there will be a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by about 2 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days. In Nepal, the government has issued a 3-point travel advisory for its citizens planning to travel to Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia and Laos. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged Nepali citizens to adopt precautions while travelling to the countries for foreign employment purposes. In weightlifting, India's Sairaj Pardeshi bagged 1 gold and 2 silver medals in snatch, clean and jerk and total lift categories at the Asian Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championships in Doha, Qatar yesterday. In shooting, Shashi Tushar Mane clinched the gold medal to claim his first senior national title in the men's 10 meters air rifle competition at the 67th National Shooting Championship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.